Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull came out in 2008, this movie follows a much older Indiana Jones going on this adventure against the KGB. This movie is after the Crystal Skull, so the other KGB agents can't get to it first and get the power that it holds. This movie is incredibly divisive, like, oh my god, it's crazy. I personally really like it, but you have to understand it from the perspective of other people when they went to go see this in 2008. Because at the point when it came out, there hadn't been an Indiana Jones movie since 1989. It's been years since then, and by that time, people have been incredibly hyping up this movie since like the early 90s. Because if you recall, like since the early to mid 90s, people were actually very hyped that there was rumors for a fourth Indiana Jones movie coming to theaters. But when? What was the story going to be? Well, after years of production, Steven Spielberg eventually figuring out what he could do with CGI, we got the Crystal Skull. When it came out, it was incredibly hated, but it was a huge success at the box office. It made around $789 million. Even though it was a financial success, was it successful at even being a movie in general? I generally think so, because this movie, even though it does use an overwhelming amount of CGI, was it really for the worst? Because Steven Spielberg and George Lucas, when they were making this movie, CGI was a newer thing that was being used more and more in movies and television. So what happens when they try to take advantage of that in a series that, if there was CGI, what would it look like? And this is Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. It takes place in the 1950s, so obviously we're following an older Indiana Jones. I do like this. I get the stigma that people usually only like the first 20 minutes, because that whole part that's in like Area 51, quote unquote, and that whole sequence, people generally like that a lot. It's until we get to know Mutt, and then they leave to go on this whole other adventure with the Crystal Skull and everything, that when people just start disliking it. So basically, from the beginning of the movie to probably around the motorcycle chase near Marshall College. In this movie, gave us one of the best, if not the best, Indiana Jones scene ever. You see his shadow, right? And he just picks up his hat. And it's such a well-executed one-take shot. It's just pretty great. Obviously, the Crystal Skull goes back and forth. Eventually, the villains' minds explode, literally. And yeah, so this movie is a little bit different, not focusing on a religious artifact, but focusing on the mysterious Crystal Skull around aliens. And of course, the CGI is a problem that a lot of people had with this movie, flying monkeys and everything. But if you're able to look past that and just enjoy the movie, I think you will like it a good bit from what other people say. And I do get why people dislike it. I mean, it's incredibly different and having to wait so long for this movie. But people have softened up to it, especially after Indiana Jones 5 and the controversy that created for whatever reason. And yeah, but me personally, I definitely did enjoy it. I mean, there's good sequences. They brought back Marion. They brought back tons of the characters. At the end, it's happily ever after. Until it's obviously undone in the fifth movie, but we will talk about that later. But real quick before we go, I want to talk about the good, the okay, and the bad in this movie. Or at least what I think is the good, the okay, and the bad. For the good, Indiana Jones is just amazing. The first, probably 30-40 minutes is just the best part. I will admit that there's some parts in the jungle that's fine to watch. I mean, up until the fire ants, it's actually a pretty good sequence. I definitely did enjoy the characters. The writing was fine. The action sequences were good, but obviously Indiana is a little bit older. And god damn it, people keep on bringing up the nuking the fridge. I will actually explode. It's not that bad, guys. You guys will be fine. I mean, Jesus, you guys. I mean, it's just a nuking the fridge sequence. There has been more far fetches in movies since then. What are you guys talking about? And yeah, I get it. But the Indiana Jones movies are not sticking to realism based off of the other things that they've done, their other movies. So why are people getting so mad here? And again, the CGI was a little bit okay, but I think the way that they execute, if you watch behind the scenes, which is definitely worth it, the behind the scenes for this movie is actually kind of cool. Yeah, just a generally pretty good movie. again, the okay category would probably be some of the writing here and there. Some of the sequences, like, in between and towards the end. Some of the characters were just like, okay. Some of those bad. I don't know. I didn't really think there was anything bad with it. And I'm not being sarcastic, trust me. But yeah, guys, if you enjoyed this video or any of my other content, please do subscribe and I'll see you in the next one. Oh, wait! No, I'm not done yet. Out of 100, I'd give this a 74. Out of 10, I'd give this a 7. 7.5, actually. If you enjoyed this video or any of my other content, please do subscribe and I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.